Forward by Samuel M. Frost, Master of Theology. I first heard of Steve Gregg, probably like many of you did, from his book Revelation Four Views, and later had the opportunity of meeting him a couple of years back in Indianapolis. He was speaking informally on the topics of his book Empire of the Risen Sun, which is a treatise on the Kingdom of God. It was a presentation that was fresh, challenging, and he was certainly at home with his subject matter. In reading Mr. Gregg, one gets the sense of technical material without being technical, somewhat like reading the late R.C. Sproul Sr. and N.T. Wright in his For Everyone series. I suppose this is why I always hear a pleasant response when I mention Steve Gregg in the company of those who also are familiar with his work. Gregg writes with pastoral concern. It is clear that he really cares. Gregg masterfully explores what he sees as a, quote, serious and unnecessary error, end quote, in the full preterist F.P. view, a, quote-unquote, radical cult, and points out correctly that it is the F.P. view that bears the burden of proof. Gregg's work here is in dialogue with several thoughtful perspectives, and the clear thesis he demonstrates is, all prophecy is not fulfilled. While not agreeing with everything Gregg has written in this book, I entirely agree with the fact that full preterism's attempt to force every verse having to do with this topic into their paradigm is obsessive and way off balance. Gregg has carefully shown that there are other legitimate ways to interpreting the passages used by full preterists. For me, Gregg's work is one that I will be referring to, with the others listed below, when people ask, is there anything out there that refutes full preterism? The answer is, yes. Full preterism has been refuted. Footnote. Samuel M. Frost, Why I Left Full Preterism, Victorious Hope Publishing, 2012 and 2019. Roderick Edwards, About Preterism, The End is Past, self-published, 2019. Brock David Hollett, Debunking Preterism, Morris Publishing, 2018. Lance Conley, Hope Resurrected, A Refutation of Full Preterism, Eastern Light Publishing, 2019. D.D. Warren, It's Not the End of the World, Zulon Press, 2015. These are from former full preterists. I would like to add one more who, although not a former adherent, has nonetheless provided thoughtful material on the subject. Stephen Whitesett, The Cold Case Against Full Preterism, independently published, 2019. See also Kenneth L. Gentry, Have We Missed the Second Coming? A Critique of the Hyper-Preterist Error, Victorious Hope Publishing, 2016. When Shall These Things Be? Edited by Keith Matheson, 2004. J. E. Adams, Preterism, Orthodox or Unorthodox? 2003. These three works are from a Reformed evaluation. End footnote. Since my departure from the FP movement in 2010, I can name several who have left as well, and have received hundreds of emails, messages, and the like from those who have either left or were spared entering into it. There have been church fallouts, removals, and even a few excommunications of disruptive FPs within existing congregations. Many full preterists attend existing congregations and remain somewhat quiet. Many do not. After you read this book, I strongly urge you to read the other book mentioned above, Empire of the Risen Sun. From this, one is not left with the notion that it's all over. Nor is one left with the dogging questions full preterism leaves us wondering, resulting in a parade of confused and conflicting answers currently imploding within this movement. Mr. Gregg is a disciple of Christ, and a disciple of the Scriptures. He does not lean merely on his own understanding, but has clearly immersed himself in others' thoughts and ideas, and is willing to go where the evidence may lead. It is plain to me as a former leader within the full preterist movement that even though he was never a full preterist himself, he has critically, carefully considered it, and has amicably addressed it from a place of understanding the issues and arguments. The reader will see the need to think twice before embracing full preterism. Samuel M. Frost, Master of Theology, author of Why I Left Full Preterism.